In the depths of the Great Recession, here are some words we feared we might never hear again. Help wanted. Construction jobs are going begging. Now, 5 years ago, Michigan's construction industry was pretty much fighting to stay alive. But now it's on the rebound. But home builders say they need more workers, and they're not finding enough folks apparently willing to put in a full day's work on a construction site. In fact, at Grand Rapids Community College, a residential construction training program only drew 5 students. So what's behind this construction labor shortage? We're joined by John Bitely. He's the president and owner of Sable Homes in Grand Rapids. It's good to have you on the program, John.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
And joining John is Donald Grimes, who's a senior research associate with the University of Michigan. He specializes in economic forecasting and regional economic development in our state. Hello, Donald.
Hello.
Good to have you both with us. John, I want to start with what you're finding day in and day out as you try to find workers to build homes. Is it hard for you to find enough workers?
In certain categories, we're very, very short. I'll use carpenters as the lead-in one. We haven't trained anybody in basically 6 years, and it's a trade that traditionally at mid to upper 40s or low 50s, most people transition out of the framing carpentry into other portions of the business. So we've got a real hole in tradesmen in that particular area that needs to be filled.
And what kind of salary would we be talking about for these folks?
Most of our homes are set up so as a lead carpenter in a framing crew situation should gross $35 an hour.
Donald, is this story of that John tells us being echoed by builders all around Michigan, or are there some regions having a harder time attracting these workers than others?
Well, I think you would find a more difficult time finding workers probably over on the west side of the state. That part of the state was hit less hard during the Great Recession and preceding that during the whole 2000. So it's more likely that they're running into problems over in the western side of the state than in the southeast Michigan area.
But certainly there's got to be economic impact in a couple of ways. People who could be making $35 an hour aren't taking those jobs.
Yes. There's been, I think, a bit of an overemphasis on sort of four-year college degrees, liberal arts degrees, and sort of an underestimate of the value of these trade jobs. So I think in a broad sense, the push by the construction industry and local community colleges to emphasize, again, these trade school jobs, which and result in very well-paying positions for people. Part of the problem, of course, is that also tends to be a very cyclical industry. So people, I think, maybe permanently have sort of left the construction industry because during the Great Recession there were so many job losses, 90,000 in Michigan and 2.2 million in the U.S., that essentially people sort of dropped out of that industry completely. I mean, some of the people who were retired, some of them took disability payments. Maybe some of them are working off the books. But there seemed to be a huge decline in the number of construction workers, and that didn't ever seem to be replaced. And those people seem to have dropped out of that industry and occupation over the last decade.
John, what are your thoughts on what Donald raised about high schools not really pushing or opening up kids' minds to the option of the building trades as an avenue of training? Do you see that?
Oh, definitely. And with every good program that comes, there's always issues that are part of it. And no student left behind is creating an issue for us because the high schools, for instance, are really forced to try and get each student to qualify for a four-year degree if they want to. But that doesn't allow them time in their school day to take a trade center type program. The second part of that is unfortunately, I think the trades has been belittled in our nation as a job that you take if you can't get something else or whatever, and that's really sad because there's huge amount of opportunities, and as a self-made individual and cut my teeth and work my way up through, there's plenty of opportunity, and I think as a society we kind of just shun that.
I am speaking with John Bitely. That's who was speaking, president of Sable Homes in Grand Rapids. And he's joined by Donald Grimes, who's a senior research associate with the University of Michigan, as we look at the fact that home builders, especially in West Michigan, are struggling with a labor shortage. Just not enough young people to get in there and work those long days and build a career in the building trades. You know, I remember, and Donald, you did kind of touch on this, when the crash left Michigan's construction industry in such a shambles, didn't we see a lot of workers being forced to head to other states? I remember Wyoming was a big option where, frankly, there was more work than there was in Michigan. So have they not come back home, or are they coming home and working off the books? What do you think?
Well, some of them are working off the books, but in a broad sense, Michigan overall, and not just in the construction trades, is really going to face labor shortages in the future, and it's mostly a demographic issue. Essentially, you're having a lot of people who are now in their 50s or in their 60s, and they're going to retire. And so the labor force overall in the state of Michigan is likely to shrink over the next decade or two. And so a lot of firms, not just in the construction industry, are going to find themselves needing workers who they can't find. It's hard to believe, and I'm sure a lot of people who were listening will wonder if I'm sane or not, but the demographics are going to make employers really crying out for workers going forward in the future, not just in the construction industry, but in a lot of other industries as well. And that's something we're going to be facing 5 years from now or 3 years from now, maybe, much more so than anybody anticipates right now.
So what do you both see as the challenge to, let's start right at ground level, to parents and to high school counselors and teachers? Let's start with that. What do you both see as the challenge?
If I jump in there, I see the challenge being is number one, in our construction world, the future and the opportunities are there, and most of them can be achieved in the trades. And part of the trades is you basically get paid to go to college in the trades. You start out as the basic entry level position, but whether it's 2 years or 4 years or 6 years, and you work at getting your journeyman card, whether it's an electrician, whether it's a plumber, whether it's a CDL that you drive to the delivery truck at the lumber company, or it's in the cement world where you work in the concrete and learn how to do different things, or carpentry, and you graduate from basically carrying lumber to a carpenter to a craftsman that can actually run a crew. We need to get the word out that you don't need to spend 20 or 50 or 40 or whatever $1,000 on a college degree when you can actually come to work and learn your degree and get paid to do so, and end up with an economically viable job that can support yourself and a family if you wish.
And Donald, what's your view as you do the research at the University of Michigan and you look at this forecasting? So you see this big gap. So what's the call to action right now?
Although I hate to undermine my employer, which is a university, but I think generally the statement is correct. There's a bit of an overemphasis on four-year degrees, and there are going to be lots of opportunities for people with less education. You know, whether or not how successful you are in that, even in a trade position or in a junior management position, is going to depend upon your own endeavors once you start. But there are going to be lots of opportunities, and a lot of that's going to be driven by the demographics where people are getting old and retiring, and so they'll be opening up going forward. And I'm actually pretty confident that people who are not four-year college graduates can have a good career path ahead of them if they're ambitious and self-driven and pursue those opportunities when they're presented. So I guess I would basically agree and hope that we don't become too focused on just four-year colleges.
From where you sit and what you see, Donald Grimes, are there things that the construction industry in Michigan should be doing that perhaps it's not right now to get that word out?
Maybe. And going back to the whole notion of a four-year degree, we're almost set up to bribe people with the way the financial aid packages are set up for kids to go to four-year colleges. And then, of course, they borrow all this money and they end up hugely in debt. And then they can't find a job to repay that, or if they do, they're going to be broke for a long time to come. So I think in some sense, you know, there needs to be more sort of financial aid or similar financial aid package that is available for people in the trade schools as opposed to just for going to the colleges. And that might be one package that you could sort of like offer that financial assistance the same way if you're learning a trade. So I think that's one area where public policy might need to be revisited. A second sort of comes up is this notion, and I've heard anecdotal stories about drug testing. That's much more prevalent today than it was, you know, 10, 20 years ago. And that may be an impediment to hiring some people in some of these positions where people are failing these drug tests. And that is hurting our ability to get workers into these fields who it may or may not be a functional problem for them in terms of the job, but they fail the test. That may be something we need to revisit as well.
Opening our minds to the labor shortage for home builders in Michigan. That was Donald Grimes, who is a senior research associate with the University of Michigan. And he was joined from Grand Rapids by the president and owner of Sable Homes, John Bitely. Thanks so much to both of you for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you for having us, Cindy.